Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffman with your 7 News briefing for Wednesday, March 2. Australia's east coast continues to be battered by extreme weather, with disastrous flash flooding continuing, evacuation orders extended, rescues of residents ongoing, and a rising death toll. In Queensland, Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has slammed looters who have allegedly been stealing from flood-hit homes and businesses across the state. Queensland Police has confirmed a 22-year-old man has been charged following an alleged stealing incident in Goodna, with officers investigating other reports. Residents and business owners in the inner city suburbs have started returning to assess the damage as the water recedes, while further south in Logan, evacuation centres have been opened and thousands of people put on alert as the Logan River peaks. Across the border in Lismore, a man's body has been discovered in the town's CBD, taking the state toll to 4. The Wilsons River has dropped from a peak of 14.4 metres on Monday to just under 10 metres this morning, allowing some residents to begin the clean-up. In the coastal town of Ballina, dozens of patients were evacuated from Ballina Hospital overnight as floodwaters flow down from Lismore and inundate homes and businesses. The flood has also affected mobile phone reception, making it tough to access the internet and make calls to family and friends. Further south, the Central Coast, Greater Sydney and the South Coast are in the firing line this afternoon, with the developing East Coast low moving slowly across. Some Sydney roads are already cut by floodwaters, while Warragamba Dam has started to spill over after reaching capacity. Residents in low-lying areas have been urged to prepare for evacuation, with up to 100 millimetres of rain predicted to fall. Woolworths and Coles have introduced purchase limits on some products at some stores in Queensland and New South Wales. It comes after the supply chains were disrupted due to cut-off roads and flooded stores, and warehouses being forced to close following the record-breaking rainfall in recent days. Woolworths has introduced purchase limits on items in affected stores, including fresh milk, meat, medicines, toilet paper, and fresh water. Coles has also put limits on paper towels, tissues, flour, rice, milk, water, meat, toilet paper, and medicines. Neither chain was able to provide a definitive list of which stores and locations have been affected, instead advising customers to check with their local supermarket. And a man in his 30s has drowned at a popular tourist spot in Western Australia's south. The man was swimming at Green's Pool near Denmark with three others yesterday morning when they were dragged into rough waters. It's understood the man's companions were able to swim to a rock where they were rescued by a local. Emergency services rushed to the scene, but police say the man was unresponsive when he was pulled from the water and could not be saved. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.